This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, it is Monday, and at this time we normally say let's do the recap at thetruthaboutguns.com, and we're sort of going to do that because our guest is John Bach. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. Now, I know that there's something that you really wanted to discuss, so let's go ahead and get that kicked up. Now, first of all, he is a FUD, right? What is it? Is a FUD something we can say out loud on the radio?
A FUD, I think, is a perfectly acceptable word. It's not one of, who was his name, George Carlin's six or seven dirty words.
Right.
Not one of those. It should be, but it's not.
This is FUD is typically a derogatory term about people who claim to be gun people, except they're not actually gun people, or they're gun people that are submissive, or they're gun people that are willing to compromise way beyond anything that I would consider. So you wanted to talk about somebody that is a writer, and I don't know who we're talking about here, so this is going to be educational for me, so please.
Well, it's a guy I hadn't heard of before yesterday named Jack Ballard. He's running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Montana. And during an interview yesterday with Tom Gresham's Gun Talk, he basically came out, and when Tom pinned him down, Mr. Ballard, the guy who writes about going hunting, writes about the great outdoors, talks about guns for hunting, of course, never really about self-defense, of course, but only for hunting. He indicated that he supported mag bans, and he indicated that he also supports banning the private transfer of firearms, which are both pretty radical ideas to most of us anyway.
And he's coming out of Montana?
Believe it or not, indeed.
Wow.
I don't know if they've been californicated there in Montana or what, but and the guy, he's running as a Democrat, and he makes his living by writing articles about hunting, about outdoor stuff. He's got a picture of him with his hunting dog right there on his website. And he's out here, and he's not supporting gun rights. He's talking about limiting, restricting our gun rights, as though if we just give up a little more of our gun rights, suddenly the violent crime in the cities or city streets of Chicago is suddenly going to quit overnight. We all know it's not. I mean, if gun control works, Chicago would be the safest place in the country.
Right.
Instead, they have mass shootings every weekend that, of course, the mainstream media doesn't pick up on because, who cares if it's just a bunch of poor, dead, inner-city African-Americans. They don't have any sway with the mainstream media. They don't sell newspapers or bring viewers in, not like some dead people in Dayton or El Paso anyway.
I do want to talk about Chicago because I know that's you're an Illinois fella, and I've been talking a lot about Chicago here lately, but so how did Mr. Gresham handle Mr. Ballard?
Mr. Ballard bobbed and weaved. He had his little talking points, and Gresham wasn't taking any part of that. You can find the podcast for it at the Truth About Guns story on the Ballard situation. You can listen to it yourself, so can your listeners. But Gresham did a good job. Gresham wasn't letting Ballard wander off into the weeds. Gresham kept him right on point, and at one point, Ballard started raising his voice and started losing his cool when his talking points weren't accepted by Gresham. And it got a little interesting there, but it all came down to the end about magazines. He says, if you can't get it done in 10 rounds, 30 rounds ain't going to do it. And Gresham countered with, would you also apply that to police? Of course, Ballard said no. And then Gun Talk's Tom framed it in terms of his daughter, or Ballard's daughter, facing more than one attacker and needing that 11th round to defend themselves and save their lives. And Ballard responded, he repeated his talking point that if you can't get it done in 10 rounds, you're not going to get it done in 11, even if it's his own daughter. That's amazing that you would put your political talking points over a family member's safety and well-being. But there is Jack Ballard, outdoor writer, a guy who makes his money off of gun owners, and he's out there running for a political office, campaigning, trying to confuse people on his apparently true position when it comes to gun rights and gun ownership.
So what is... How's he polling? What's he looking like?
Oh, he's polling somewhere in the neighborhood of, Swalwell, before Swalwell quit. I don't think...
So, believe me and you.
Yeah, I don't think Ballard's got a lot of support. He doesn't have a lot of money. I don't know why he's running, if it's a resume and answer or what. But, there's other outdoor writers out there. You know, just look at Zumbo from way back in 2007, right? And that he doesn't think there's a place in our society for these evil black rifles. There's Jorge Ancel, who was a very prolific gun writer all over the place, including the NRA. And then he came out that he was working on Hillary's campaign and trying to convince his fellow outdoor writers to support Hillary's campaign as well back in 2016, because, of course, we all know that Hillary's not really going to ban those guns. She just talks about this stuff, and she's not really supporting this or anything radical. You know, that Barack Obama, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor kind of crap.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. You know, I see these people, and it just makes me angry that they're out there misrepresenting their beliefs. You know, the gun culture to them is a paycheck, not a lifestyle. And
who does he write for?
He writes for several websites out there. I looked him up yesterday. A couple of them found his byline in two or three places that I hadn't heard. They were very hunting oriented. They weren't like guns and ammo or anything, but he's writing for these hunting and outdoor highbrow websites and maybe a couple of print magazines in there as well. But he's kind of a little bit nebulous in who he writes for. He says he's published by 30-some magazines, but he doesn't list them or anything. And I was kind of trying to find out some more information on him to see who I should train my public anger towards and encourage them to put an ad in the paper for a new writer that actually believes in the gun rights and the gun culture and doesn't just write a story for a paycheck.
If you do find some names of those, let me know, because I might want to tag team with you on that one.
I will be delighted to do that.
Yeah.
He's also serving as the Outdoor Writers Association of America on their board of directors right now, which is kind of troubling, to say the least.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break. John is both with Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life.
Guns Save Life. You got it.
Yep. Out of Illinois. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Speaking to John Bach from Gun Save Life and the Truth About Guns, I wanted to ask you a question in your capacity of Gun Save Life. So in Chicago, every 2 weeks, you have the basic equal to what happened in Dayton and in El Paso, right?
No, it's not every 2 weeks. It's every weekend.
Every weekend.
The weekend that the California Garlic Festival thing, Chicago had three times as many fatalities and three times as many people maimed. The next weekend, El Paso and Dayton, Chicago had two mass shootings with seven people shot at each within 3 hours apart. But nobody ever heard about that on the mainstream media.
How is that not reported? I mean, in Chicago, does it even make the local news?
Not really, no, because the local news is in the pocket of the politicians, and the politicians don't want that kind of stuff getting out because it's bad for tourism. This last weekend, there were five killed and 46 wounded, including a six-person mass shooting on Sunday and a four-person mass shooting on Friday night. It's all at heyjackass.com.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
So, see, when I hear this time, I don't know what it was about this time for this light bulb that went off and then the outrage that began with me, but for them to look at the inner city and, I mean, you and I get accused of being racists all the time, except the actual racists in these cases, they only seem, and it only seems to be certain ones as well. It only seems to be certain rampage killings. Like Las Vegas, I did not see near what I thought I was going to see out of Las Vegas. I mean, that one just went away with a whimper.
True. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I suspect the killer in Las Vegas was a radical leftist, and it was buried for that reason.
Yeah.
But then, coming back to Chicago, the police there are solving less than 10% of homicides. Less than 10% of homicides. So if you want to get a cheap divorce, take your spouse to Chicago and they'll never be heard from again. You got a 90% chance of not getting caught. But no, seriously though, a lot of problem in Chicago. It's not because the police are incompetent. It's not because the police don't want to catch bad guys. It's because they get zero support from the community. There is a very strong no snitch culture in Chicago. The neighborhoods are dysfunctional. The neighborhood activists in these communities are too busy watching for the police abusing the civil rights of residents to notice that, the police aren't the ones killing and shooting people every weekend in Chicago. It's the gangbangers who are doing this, and with the perception that there's no consequences for criminal misbehavior, you get more of that behavior, and that's where we're at in Chicago right now. It is a zoo.
Now, you got all the gun control you could possibly want in Chicago, but in the inner city, you don't have a lot of economic opportunity. You don't have a lot of education available, and the family's pretty much just in shambles, right? So
the education's available. It's just that people don't respect it or participate in it because there's a culture there that, education and work are for suckers.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, quite frankly. And until that changes, frankly, I think the biggest thing that would help inner cities like Chicago is nuclear families, a mom, a dad raising children instead of having the state play the role of the father, and the fathers are nowhere to be found, and these kids are growing up to have no sense of right and wrong, no respect for authority, and it's just the only culture they know is culture of violence. and you can either consume the violence, or you can issue the violence or perpetuate the violence to others. And of course, given a choice between consuming it or producing it, most of these people prefer to produce it.
Does anybody in the gun control side, do they ever go to Chicago?
Oh, they come from Chicago. They come from Chicago, but they're getting paid by these big trust funds and nonprofits funded by Soros and Bloomberg and his friends, like the Tides Foundation gives a bunch of money. And so, you know, these people are paid to promote gun control during the day, but you talk to them at night and they're not quite 100%. You know, they've got guns at home. And I remember a rally at Chuck's Guns a few years ago, and the Chuck's people put all the pro-gun people inside this fenced-off parking area, and they wouldn't let any media into this parking area unless they had a FOID card. And every last one of those media types there had not only a FOID card, but every one of them had a concealed carry license. And one cameraman even proudly flashed his NRA card. And these are the people that are out there for the mainstream media promoting the gun control side of the issue to the people in the community. But they've got guns for their families. But, you know, gun control is for the little people in their minds.
Yeah. But nobody ever comes to Chicago to protest the daily weekend violence, the weekend violence, the daily violence that goes on there.
Not in these neighborhoods where it's happening. No. They prefer to, you know, they target Chuck's Gun Shop, or they'll go out to the suburbs where they can hold their rally and raise some money from the wealthy suburbanites that feel guilty, and that makes it productive for them and profitable.
Yeah, profitable. That's the key phrase, isn't it? Profitable. Gun controllers, they're just no winning with them. We're coming up on the next break. Truthaboutguns.com, this is where you can find a whole bunch of stories as pertains to the gun world. Very prolific writing there. John writes there. Dan writes there. Dan's the editor. John, of course, also has Guns Save Life out of Illinois, which... That's almost a triggering thing. Yeah, you're behind enemy lines. That's almost a triggering statement to make there, John. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new federal rule says legal immigrants coming to the United States will have limits on what sort of federal assistance they can receive. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli explains.
Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within any 36-month period.
Cuccinelli also says the rule does not affect refugees and is set to go into effect in October. Federal prosecutors have filed charges against a friend of a man accused of committing a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories for the killer. Colley admitted he does hard drugs 3 or 4 times a week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with John Bach from Guns Save Life and the Truth About Guns. Dan sent me a text earlier today about Julie Golub, who left the NRA Board of Directors. The Board of Directors is getting sort of thin now, isn't it?
Well, it's got some more slimming down to do, but I feel almost like the good guys are getting out, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, at the same time, I just saw where the New York Attorney General's office had subpoenaed like 90 of them.
Current and former, yes, yes, indeed. And that Del Aquina guys filed that class action lawsuit, not, I think, to get a big judgment from the NRA, but to open up a discovery process where he can get at these documents that the NRA has been withholding from everybody, including apparently most of the board of directors. And I think a whole lot more dirty laundry is going to be coming out here pretty soon of some of the mismanagement and corruptocrat enrichment going on at NRA headquarters. And You know, he's already released the fact that the NRA Foundation has loaned the NRA $80 million over 10 years, how they spent $4 million of foundation money on something completely unrelated to young people shooting and shooting programs, and they spent, what was it, $100-some thousand, or was it a little over $1 million on some nonprofit that was had Mrs. LaPierre on the board that provided shelter for illegal aliens, children. It's just a hot mess in Fairfax. It really is. And the sooner Wayne LaPierre and all of his cronies get out of the NRA, the sooner that we can put the thing back together and on its original mission. That's my two cents worth anyway.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that this thing with New York State's going to go through anyway, no matter what happens at this point. I would like to see LaPierre step away and take all of his little boys and little hangers on, his remoras, if you will, and take them and go. And, you know, thanks. Now go away. And go from there, and then maybe. But then the next question becomes, who do we put in charge of it?
I think a good place to start would be with some of these people that have resigned from the board, quite frankly. But, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, and I don't think it'll be a problem. And, frankly, if I had to pick somebody out of the blue right now in a hot moment, I would say Chris Cox would be a fine person to put at the top, at least on a temporary basis. He did good work for NRA ILA for many years. He got results. He kept ILA solvent and then some. And I've got nothing but the highest respect for the work that ILA has done, both nationally and in the States. Yeah, they've had a miscue every now and then, but nobody walks on water.
No.
And on the whole, though, he did a pretty darn good job, and the morale there was pretty high until Wayne sacked him, and it kind of went to the toilet, and they're all scared to death, running, worrying who's going to get the axe next from Mr. LaPierre. And I really can't blame him, quite frankly, because Mr. LaPierre is acting a lot like a tyrant lately and not like a leader.
Well, I mean, one of the things they use to keep him in place is how good of a fundraiser he is, how he's raised all these – no, don't say that.
Yeah, don't, I caught myself.
Don't say that. But I mean, how effective of a fundraiser can he be now, though?
I don't know. I do know that the Delaquina guys come tallied something like $170 million worth of donations that have been suspended or withdrawn. A lot of those were legal agreements that people's estates upon their death would be a large part of it being given to the NRA, if not all of it. And a lot of people have suspended those for the time being, which is well within their right to make those changes. And I think the board, it's their duty to do the best for the organization and not the best for Wayne LaPierre. And, yeah, LaPierre has done a number of good things over his years at the helm. However, I think things have kind of went other directions in the last 10, 15 years. And I think at best he's been a placeholder that's been more interest in what's good for Wayne and his wife and his cronies than what's really best for gun owners nationwide,
right,
and gun rights in general.
I really don't this thing about legacy and everything. I look at this, I see these politicians getting there and thinking, talking about, well, I want to do this with my legacy. I mean, LaPierre has pretty much trashed his own legacy. He will always be remembered as a guy that didn't know when to leave.
Exactly. If he would have just resigned or retired when Oliver North approached him earlier this year, he could have gone out on a high note, and there just would have been a little scuttlebutt in the background, but he didn't. Instead, he took out Oliver North, who, quite frankly, it was not in Oliver North's personal financial interest to challenge LaPierre and to confront him over some of these things that have been happening. And that speaks a lot for me, because when somebody does something that's contrary to their best interest financially or reputationally or whatever, you know they're not motivated out of greed or self-interest, because obviously it's contrary to their self-interest, but they're doing it for moral and ethical reasons that are proper. And I think that was Oliver North to a T. I know some people are critical of North. I'm not. I hold him in the highest regard, unlike William LaPierre, who I think is motivated by his personal financial interests. I mean, who goes out and buys $20,000 suits, 10 of them? You know, for one of those suits, they could have outfitted every lobbyist working for ILA with one very professional-looking outfit to spiff up the lobbying crew. Or they could have done 10 or 20 of those outfits for every lobbyist they had that are actually boots on the ground making a difference. But instead, they're you know, buying these $20,000 suits for LaPierre and putting him on charter air flights because he can't fly coach like the rest of us do. He's acting like he's the emperor here instead of the leader of a nonprofit dedicated to civil rights.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the year that he makes what, $1.5 million a year himself?
That's just outright salary. He's got a whole bunch of benefits, and I don't know where he's going to launder his off-books expenses now that ACMAC is out of the picture.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. John is at, you can find John at thetruthaboutguns.com and at Guns Save Life. Both excellent websites. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking with John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. And we were talking about the NRA. Do you think the NRA right now, I see where the NRA makes this statement or makes this quote or something, right? I don't think anybody cares right now. Do you?
I think it's kind of muddled their voice on taking positions on things. But the bottom line is the NRA still has 5 million members. These people are not going to stop responding to little orange postcards warning them of legislative initiatives to take away their rights and urging them to contact their legislators. They're still going to react to those. They're still going to take action. They're still going to vote come November. And the NRA Institute for Legislative Action end of things is still going to have a lot of muscle with politicians who may be on the fence or a little bit squishy. And they can make a difference for some of these bills and for these politicians. Nothing has changed as far as the members go. It's just, I think, the fundraising part of the NRA and some of that stuff is going to change. And who knows? Maybe there'll be some criminal indictments because, you know, we should run a clean house being what we are and what we do for gun rights and gun rights advocacy. And if you play games with money to fund improper things, then maybe you should go to jail if you're breaking the law. So I don't have a problem with the Attorney General poking their nose around. And if the NRA friends organization, the foundation, loses its 501c3, that'll be a shame, but, you know, it's their own fault under LaPierre. And, I'm sure that there'll be an opportunity to craft a new 501c3 down the road and move everything over to that and, learn from these lessons, hopefully, that you can't take $80 million from a 501c3 to float a political advocacy nonprofit unless your name is Michael Bloomberg.
Right. The, do you think if LaPierre were suddenly to either step down or be deposed, that the membership of NRA would sit back and say, all right, now comes the unfun part, because now we have to go through this whole process with New York, which is pretty much set in motion. It's going to go, or it's not going to go, but it's in motion. It's going to run its course. Do you think the membership would be content to sit by and just let it play out?
I don't think their opinion, quite frankly, really matters. I don't think they have a lot of choice. The only thing I can think of is to reincorporate the NRA in a more friendly state and move the whole operation to another state and leave an empty office, so to speak, for the New York Attorney General to poke around in. And because obviously the state of New York is politicizing a whole lot of stuff that was just government regulations, everything from the banking industry and guns to you name it, and it's obviously not a good place to be incorporated, considering what they're doing to politicize things that should be government functions by the letter of the law. So I think even if LaPierre resigned today, I think it would be a step in the right direction, but until and unless his cronies are out on the board of directors, I don't think a lot will change.
Just the names would change.
Yeah. But
could the Marion Hammers and the Josh Powells of the what would be left, could they actually hold it together without him in place, though?
Oh, I'm sure they could give it the college try and further run it into the ground financially, but I'm not at all optimistic. They need to go, absolutely. And all the people, frankly, I think pretty much the whole board needs to resign at this point. I mean, if the board members haven't taken overt action to go after this and solve this problem, then they're part of the problem, not part of the solution, and they got to go. And all these celebrities that are on the board who never show up to board meetings, this is just appalling. They need to go. Basically, it just needs to be reformed with a smaller, leaner board of people who are in this for the right reasons and have gun rights at the forefront of their minds, and not NRA paid trips to Alaska for a board meeting. Events, it's just, I don't know. It's not a country club. It's a business organization. It needs to be run like one, and quit spending our money on frivolity and corruption when we need to be in this fight against Bloomberg and Soros and all these people that are very keen on seeing us unarmed.
I was filling in at another radio station today, and my feeling on this is that while these guys will try to push, the states where they are already firmly entrenched, like Illinois, New York, New Jersey, California, Washington State, and some of the states are trying to turn purple like Colorado, I think they'll continue to do that. But the big problem for these guys is really the bluest parts of most of these states are the big population centers. And all of these states, like New York City is surrounded by guns, isn't it? I mean, New York State's a big gun state, big hunting state. How do they even see this being a sustainable thing to go after?
I don't know. It's going to be a non-issue when the U.S. Supreme Court takes on this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case this fall. And I'm pretty excited about that coming down the pike. And I agree with you, though. The only way they can win on this inner city thing is if they're counting illegal alien ballots and using corruption and all kinds of shenanigans. I mean, in 2016, there were 14,700 more votes in the city of Chicago than there were registered voters. And that's the kind of stuff that we've got to tackle.
Yeah. It, that in and of itself just sounds ridiculous. I mean, that when you talk about transparency, the corruption there is very transparent.
It is, it is. But when strict scrutiny is applied to these gun control proposals, I think a lot of them are going to go in the dustbin of history pretty quickly, and it's going to be a crisis for the gun grabbers, to say the least.
We're going to see.
Good news for us.
Yeah. It's deep. Well, for you, it'll never end, will it? I mean, in Illinois, this fight will never end because you guys are pushed around by the big city of Chicago, which isn't that big of a city anymore when you look at it. But
it's like that in a lot of states. Yeah. I mean, if you take out the big city in a lot of states, it's a whole other place. And that's the way our culture has become today. The big cities have a disproportionate impact on the life of every state's residents.
Well, hopefully that, well, for all of those guys, all of those politicians that abuse the Commerce Clause, this would be one of those moments where they should be actually engaging the Commerce Clause sometimes. But you know what? I often wonder, should I even make that suggestion to politicians? Politicians should never be encouraged to legislate. I don't think, anyway.
Well, Mr. Frady, I wanted to thank you for having me on today. It was
yes,
a good time as always, and keep up the good work for what you do, and
you.
We appreciate it out here in the flyover country of America. So,
well, listen, when you find out about Mr. Ballard and who he writes for, you let me know.
I will slip you an email, sir.
Thank you so much. All right. Guns Save Life.
You.
Yes, sir. GunsSaveLife.com.
Yep.
TruthAboutGuns.com.
And the Truth About Guns. You betcha. Check them out on a daily basis.
There you go. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.